Greetings and welcome to this Power for Positive Living podcast. My name is James Huey, and I am your host for this podcast series, offering openness and caring through the gifts of listening hospitality. I invite you to join me as we explore diverse topics for enriching the quality of your life. Power for positive living and friendship. The normal living of life usually brings us situations in which we experience good times and or difficulties. Most of us are familiar with those times when things seem to be going well for us, as well as those times when we experience disappointments, difficulties, or conflicts. When our life seems to be going well in meeting our expectations, and we are not experiencing difficult situations, we as individuals tend to operate on automatic with our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. We like living this happy life pattern we have built for ourselves. When our life seems to be going well, we are also likely to take credit for this pattern. We tend to compliment ourselves for making wise choices and adequate plans for managing what is happening in our world. We like what is happening in our life, and we tend to believe that it is a result of the unique and talented person we are, and what we have chosen to do. We like to take credit for the positive events taking place in our world. Early in our lives, we also discover that not everything goes as we want, as we hope, or as we plan. Whenever this occurs, we can experience feelings and thoughts of disappointment, anger, and frustrations. Based on our early learning, we tend to discover that it can be much easier to blame someone or something else for an unpleasant situation. Blaming someone or something other than ourselves tends to lighten the load that we carry. We may tend to displace any responsibility for addressing the difficulty to another person other than carrying it on our own shoulders. Like much of our personal development, we may tend to find someone close to us to displace this frustration, the causation of our hurt and disappointment. One can find themselves feeling better without the load of personal responsibility. And that's important because we all generally like to carry lighter loads, and if we can displace personal responsibility, our load tends to be somewhat lighter. First in line as a source of learning how we choose to manage life are the times we spend with our parents. We learn early that they are essential for our survival. We learn that they also have the power to make our life easier, more enjoyable, or more difficult and stressful. Usually, we have mixed feelings about the reality of this relationship with our parents. We can feel both appreciation that they are there to support us by resolving problems like hunger, as well as feeling frustrated that they do not always take care of our life disappointments. Following our parents on this learning path, there tends to be siblings and other extended family. As we grow older, we can also add the list of people to blame, like God, friends, schools, work environment, and a society that gives us lots of options to displace responsibility. Ideally, we can learn significant information from situations that do not take place as we prefer. What we choose to learn from these particular situations always remains our individual choice. Do we choose to learn how we as individuals can take responsibility to modify a situation for the present or the future? Do we take an easier route that may be to find someone or something else to blame other than ourselves? Learning how to change takes a great deal of personal responsibility. Rather than take the burden of responsibility onto self, some individuals choose a life pattern of displacing the responsibility for their difficulties and their choices onto other persons or situations. Many will learn that their personal life can be easier if they displace the blame for life struggles elsewhere. The mind will generally cooperate by allowing us to create psychological mind games. Blame games do provide a significant number of options from which we can choose to displace any pain, hurt, or disappointment we are experiencing. Finding someone or something to blame other than taking responsibility for our personal choices can provide many options from which we get to choose each and every day. I can soon learn that when someone or something else is to blame for a situation, I can lighten the load that I am carrying by blaming versus having me take responsibility for learning more about my personal choices regarding my thoughts, my feelings, and my behaviors. Yes, there are situations where someone or something else can be responsible and the applying of blame can be accurate. The question for us is to evaluate whether applying a blame label is really helpful for our health in resolving the situation. Or can applying the blame label be just a way to avoid accepting any personal responsibility for creating change within ourselves? We can also acknowledge that there are some pathological situations where an individual's self-esteem is so low that they believe they are responsible for all the difficulties and conflicts in their lives and the lives of their family, friends, and even the world. As with most extremes, this usually tends not to be completely accurate. Our mental health is usually more positive for us when we recognize that the process of blaming tends to be more accurate when placed on a continuum. Accuracy is more likely when seen as a matter of degrees that are subject to change. We can note that being accurate is not always a positive path for our health and happiness, but it can go a significantly long way. Counselors are more likely to evaluate that when one's perceptions are stuck on the extremes of the continuum, there is likely to be a need for modification if we are to experience balanced mental health. Blame is a real part of our world. The choice for us is how do we choose to implement its placement for our own individual positive mental health. This is your friend and host, James Huey. I thank you for listening to me on this podcast as I share viewpoints from my own life experiences with wellness psychology. These are my gifts to you, my listeners. Your email comments are always welcome at powerforpositiveliving@gmail.com. As your friend and host, I always encourage you to value and nurture yourself as the unique human individual that I believe you are. Until next we meet, I remain committed to power for positive living and friendship. Good day.